Coming up on 921 here. The clouds moving in, 63 degrees. Talk Round Friday continues, and we've been talking about this for a few weeks now. And now we get the official word on our community blood screenings coming back to town next week from 6 till 9:30 over at the community center. And, man, what a great way to save a lot of money and make sure your health is in alignment, too. And from Rotary, talking with Pam Erlinson this morning. Pam, good morning.
Good morning.
Good to have you back in-house. You're always great to see you.
Glad to be here.
Tell us a little bit about this community blood screenings back next week.
All right. We've been doing this project for 10 years or more. It's a collaboration with the local hospital and both clinics, Essentia and Sanford.
Okay.
The lab at the hospital processes everything. People make appointments. It takes about 10 minutes for an appointment, but you make your appointment 6 a.m. to 9:30, and you get your results in the mail. You share them with your doctor, and if there's anything red flagged, they have a doctor at the hospital who will actually call the customer and let them know you need to see your doctor.
Wow.
Yeah.
And we talk about this year in and year out, how much people can save on this, because if you went through all of these screenings just individually, it costs a fortune. But this way you can get everything done, and it's really inexpensive.
You save hundreds of dollars. Mm-hmm. And, you know, there's still a need, because people call and they aren't sure they can afford the $50, 50, and but it's a good deal. Mm-hmm. And so often, this includes tests your doctor may not need to order, but it might give a baseline for future reference. And it also might include things that the insurance wouldn't cover.
True. And anytime I think that your provider can look at this stuff, too, and you've got a record of this, And it's current and it's updated, that's got to help them read things or see things down the road, too, wouldn't you say?
Oh, yes. And we have people, this is part of their health screening processes. Then they get this done and then they have their annual appointment.
All right.
So they've got everything they need for review.
We've been talking about this, too, Pam. No fasting with this.
Right. You don't need to fast anymore. And some people want appointments later in the morning or even in the afternoon, but this is all volunteer.
Sure.
It's Rotarians doing the registration, but we need the phlebotomists to do the blood draws, and they're very good at what they do.
So it's a pretty easy process then once people get in.
It is.
To get this done.
Yes.
All right. And again, that's going on from 6 a.m. till 9:30 a.m., and that's all next week.
Yes.
Okay.
The 11th through the 15th.
And you still have openings?
Yes, we have 90-some openings yet, scattered throughout the week, more probably on Thursday and Friday.
Okay. So definitely time to get registered for this and get in on this deal. And if you need some more information, too, 218-643-0123 is the number they can call and get any kind of information, too, correct?
Yes. In fact, I've had people call. I've even had calls from Pennsylvania this year. People,
really?
I wish you could do that here. I understand.
Oh, man, that's impressive.
But the 218-643-0123 number is a rollover from the hospital.
Okay.
Because they used to book the appointments.
That's right.
And to keep the number the same, Rotary has a cell phone, and they roll that over to our cell phone, and we call people back. If there's questions, if they want to make an appointment, we do our best to get back to them as soon as we can.
Boy, this is such a great service. And, of course, Rotary coming through with that year in and year out. Kind of nice this year, not quite as many restrictions and everything that you went through last year with this.
Yes, we're at the community center because the hospital still is taking the precautions not to bring too many people in. But we're hoping things will ease up and we'll be back at the hospital.
Right.
I'm sure it would be easier for the lab.
Sure.
But they make it work. It's just amazing.
A lot of people and it's Rotary, too. You got a lot of friends. Plus, the great work that you do, not just with this, but everything else that Rotary does for the community. We're really, really fortunate.
Oh, we've had a busy week with Rotary. We did fill the bus and ditch pickup, and now next week the Rotary blood screenings. So it's been fun. connecting with people and doing something different.
Phil, the bus go okay for you?
It did.
Good.
When I visited, we were at Econo Foods in Breck. Mm-hmm. And when I visited earlier in the day, there was stuff at the front of the bus. By the end of the day, when we were unloading the bus, there was stuff all the way. All the benches were full to the back of the bus.
Love hearing that.
Yep.
Pam, great to have you in here as always. Always great to see your smiling face.
Oh, thank you.
And come back anytime. Keep us updated on what's going on with Rotary. Will you
do
that?
I'll do that.
All right.
Thank you.
Pam Erlinson, again, community blood screenings next week, October 11th through the 15th, 6 a.m. till 9:30 over at the Community Center here in Wahpeton.
Fire Safety Month. Stay well protected from smoke and fire with Kitty battery-operated smoke